Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. The Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Moscow today for a two-day visit and talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's Xi's first visit to Russia since the invasion of Ukraine last year. Arriving in Moscow, he said he hoped the visit would give new momentum to Chinese-Russian relations. Well, let's talk to Fred Weir, who's Christian Science Monitor correspondent in Moscow and is on the line. Fred, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So the visit has got underway. What has Mr. Xi been saying in these early stages of the visit?
Well, I think that it's pretty clear that if there was some hope that the war in Ukraine would drive a wedge between Russia and China, the nature of this visit and the timing and the fact that it's happening at all kind of dispels that hope. What is clearly going on is a strengthening of the relationship. There is a lot of room. It could, we hear this rhetoric about what a great relationship it is and how it's only getting better. But there really is a lot of things that could develop economically, politically, geopolitically. The main thing that could happen, the Chinese could step up and really take a role in trying to help forge a peace settlement in Ukraine. This is perhaps the biggest thing that could come out of this meeting.
In terms of that Chinese-Russian relationship, what's the importance of Russia to China? What does China look to Russia for?
Well, there is a geopolitical alignment which has been growing stronger, especially over the past decade or so. But on principle, Russia is a cornucopia of raw materials, of energy. It's a transport link between China and the West. Like Russian rails could basically bind China to Europe economically. And China, of course, has, it's a teeming workshop that has everything Russia needs. The potential synergy between these two countries is immense. And in the current situation where relations with the United States are deteriorating for China, the Chinese are looking at the Strait of Malacca, where most of their trade flows through, and it's controlled by the U.S. Navy. Mm. And then on the other side of China, they have this long border with Russia, with rails and bridges and roads and pipelines, and It's completely secure. So the potential there is just earth-shattering.
And China's, maybe support isn't quite the word, but acquiescence in relation to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. How much can Putin depend on that?
Oh, I think it's clear that he can depend on it. If he couldn't depend on it, that would have been made obvious at some point in the past year. But instead, the relationship is strengthening. It means that China not only acquiesces, but may well, if it comes to that, start providing things that Russia needs for the war, especially like Soviet-era ammunition, 152-millimeter shells and such, which Russia may be running short of. Well, those Soviet-type weapons are also standard in China, so if China starts supplying Russia, it will be a whole new war.
Fred Weir in Moscow, thanks for that.